my take at thetakeaway.org. So with all the Washington discussion of stimulus packages and infrastructure to restart the economy, what are the problem areas, and does Washington have it right? Certainly on the rail system, last week Barack Obama talked about a high-speed rail system in the United States. We discussed whether there was enough resources put to actually making that happen, but maybe there are problems closer at hand, some more low-hanging fruit regarding rail infrastructure. It turns out America's freight system, the system that moves goods across the country by rail, is in big trouble and could use a bit of a stimulus investment. Rick Carr is in for us. He's a correspondent for Blueprint America, which airs on PBS. His report on the nation's ailing freight rail system airs tonight on the NewsHour. Rick, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure, John.
So freight is a fright. Explain.
Freight is a fright. The thing is that the system's handling more freight than it ever has before, but the issue that we have right now is that there are huge bottlenecks in the network, in particular around big ports, Seattle, Los Angeles, New York City. But really, Chicago is kind of the worst part of the whole system. And the reason is about a third of the nation's freight still goes through, you know, remember Carl Sandburg, bender of rails, freight handler to the nation. It's still that. About a third of the nation's freight.
And you're saying historically it's a tradition, but it's stupid to stick with.
Well, but the thing is that a lot of that network was built back when Chicago was a smaller city. All the rails came in around the edge of the city at that point. Then the city built up around it. So now we're kind of stuck with that infrastructure that's there in the city. It's so bad in Chicago. This is how ridiculous things get. A train will come in from the East Coast. It'll pull into a yard in Chicago. The train will have to be disassembled. A lot of that cargo ends up on trucks driving across the city to another rail yard where it's put on another train to go out of the city towards the west.
That is ridiculous.
I spoke to a trucker who does something different. He hauls freight in from about 300 miles away. This is stuff that probably should be on trains, but it isn't. His name is Mike Southworth, and he said it's just not worth it for his clients to put stuff on trains for the first leg of its trip.
By the time they load it in Detroit and train it to Chicago, switch it to the appropriate train headed for Mexico, we can get it here faster so that the customer has it on time so that they can build the automobiles.
So the cost savings of rail is sort of blown away by this chaos.
Exactly, because you know he knows that he's more expensive than putting this stuff on a truck is. He also knows that he uses more fuel. He uses a lot more fuel, and he generates more traffic on the roads.
So what can we do? What's the sort of strategic policy implication of improving this system?
Well, I mean, essentially what the folks in Chicago and elsewhere are trying to convince Washington is that this is an important national priority, right? And there's sort of three different groups coming together here, right? On one hand, you've got businesses themselves. They say business has changed. We're no longer in a period where we can wait for the train to roll in and bring this stuff to us. So, for instance, I went to the largest package sorting facility in the United States, owned by UPS. 10% of their packages move through there. Talked to a guy named Frank Barr, who works in government relations there for UPS. And he said, essentially, the issue is that for them, time is money.
The typical lifespan of a package in this facility is less than 15 minutes. This facility can process above 100,000 packages per hour. We've actually demonstrated during our Christmas peak period processing more than 120,000 packages per hour.
Well, that's really the irony. I mean, we think that this is the golden age of freight with UPS and FedEx, but it's not.
They've learned how to deal with the rail network as it is. And Frank Barr was hesitant to say, look, we're angry at the railroads, right? But he does say he wants them to be able to sit down with their customers, with government, and say, let's figure out how to handle this. Second group, interestingly, second set of people who are involved in saying, let's improve the freight rail network are environmental groups.
Really?
They point to the fact that trucks use six times as much fuel. That means they're spewing out six times as much greenhouse gas. They're clogging up roads, which has a knock-on effect. That means you drive more slowly because there are more trucks on the road.
All Obama issues, environment, congestion.
And so you've got the NRDC and the EDF both involved with saying, let's fix the freight network.
I'm not going to let you say NRDC.
Natural Resources Defense Council and Environmental Defense
Excellent.
Fund.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Welcome to the takeaway.
Third group is people who are just focused on the nation's competitiveness. And the problem here is that we're kind of the only industrialized nation in the world that hasn't been thinking about this. And I heard this from a woman named Mary Sue Barrett, who heads Chicago's Metropolitan Planning Council.
Countries like the UK, like Germany, like Canada, they have developed a freight strategy for their countries just in the last decade, and sometimes in the last 4 or 5 years. Here in the United States, we've kind of been sleepwalking. We've been doing things the way we've always done it.
So if we were to fix these problems, what's the price tag stimulus-wise, Rick Carr?
Oh, it's you know, at this point, we're well into the billions that we would have to spend to really fix this network. I mean, you think about the fact that the average speed of a freight train through Chicago is 9 miles an hour. Chicago alone has a $2.5 billion price tag on its plan to fix its network. That doesn't include any of the other choke points in the country, and that's a fairly limited fix. That's just to get things moving faster than 9 mph through Chicago.
Although with all we've been talking about with stimulus and stuff, $2 billion seems like a bargain. Well, we're well into the trillions, buddy. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
The problem with this is that freight rail is something that nobody has ever thought has been government's responsibility. It's always been the private sector's responsibility. But now that you have all of these elements coming together saying we need to work on this as a nation, they're trying to get it on Washington's radar and trying to get Congress to pony up some money later this year.
Fabulous stuff. Rick Carr with his trusty laptop, correspondent from Blueprint America in our studio. And now Femi Okeh has some headlines.
Thank you very much. The time is 28 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.